Stacey Losio. I'm the emergency manager for the city of Northport, and today we're going to discuss storm surge and flooding and how both of those affect Northport during a hurricane. So storm surge is when strong, sustained winds are constantly blowing over a long period of time over the Gulf and pushing water up onto shore. So when that happens, there is a lot of flooding, a lot of beach erosion along the beaches and the homes inland. However, the storm surge can also push water up the river. So it could push storm surge up the Myakka River, for instance, from the Gulf. And then the water coming downstream from the river has nowhere to go. So that can cause water to back up along the rivers and cause flooding. That, along with a lot of rain that comes from these hurricanes, can also cause an increase of water flooding into the rivers and into our water management systems, causing flooding as well. Public Works does a lot of work before the storm to make sure that our water levels are as low as possible so we can handle additional storm surge and flooding in our water systems. If you want additional information about that, we have a great video about our water control structures, and you can visit the Public Works website.
Good evening, everybody. Today is Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025. It's 5 p.m. We're in City Chambers. Call the City Commission special meeting to order. Commissioners present, Commissioner Duval, Mr. Langdon, Mayor Stokes, Vice Mayor Emmerich, and Commissioner Petro. It's a quorum present for the meeting. Also present, City Manager Fletcher, Interim City Attorney Golan, City Clerk Faust, Administrative Service Specialist Lane,
Deputy Chief
Titus is back there, and
he's slouching.
And Deputy
and Deputy Chief Morales, there he is. And Jason, you want to lead us?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okie dokie. Looking for a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved. Second.
You figure it out, Mayor.
Yeah, got a motion by Commissioner Langdon, seconded by the Vice Mayor, to approve the agenda. Let's vote on this. And that passes 5-0. Public comment.
Yes, concerned parent. This afternoon, Commissioner Langdon again ambushed the Parks and Recreation Department with Mayor Stokes not far behind by trying to remove the George Mullen Activity Center from their budget. My kids attend the GMAC summer camp and love it, but according to Commissioner Langdon, there is other child cares being built, or what about the Boys and Girls Club? So according to her, I should have to go to a different center because according to her, everybody is not going to get what they want. Please listen to your department directors and city manager. No one is even remotely recommending this to solve any issues. Commissioner, there are other departments in the city to pick on. Thank you, Vice Mayor Emmerich, for bringing some sensibility to the commission. In person, we have Baldy Oleander.
Good evening.
Good afternoon. I am Baldy Oleander. I come here in peace. I am not the criminal. Stokes, I am instructing you to order policeman out of my back. Send him somewhere to fight the crime. Stop intimidating. Stop assaulting me. I am the peaceful man. I have a dignity. Please respect my dignity. It is people right in Florida to instruct their representative. No jurisdiction around to disrespect people like all of you here. I am instructing you to move the podium to the middle. Do you understand English language? What is your culture? Where did you people come from? To whom did you took the oath of office? Let me make a few lines on the next budget. Reduce millage rate to zero for 2025 budget. no concern to $331 million plus on the next year budget. No concern to $65,000 per commissioner salary. It is $22,170 more compared to previous year. No concern to $735,680 for total budget for the commission. It is $150,000 more than previous year. Do you remember such a phrases? First one, no taxation without the representation. Whom do you represent here? Do you represent the mayor? I'm sorry, manager, city employees, or we the people? From whom are you getting the money? Next phrase, love of the money is the root of the evil. End of the quote. I missed the email deadline yesterday, so I'm going to read on the 25-2508. It's about the three P's. On May 13, 2025, people of North Florida rejected all five proposals of commissioners' proposals. Now commissioners, plus managers with his staff, try to nullify election results. For what reason election was held? As once Emmerich says publicly, after people of North Florida approved bond to Biden East Price Boulevard, Emmerich says, people have spoken. End of discussion. Hey, Emmerich, try to remember that today, I mean yesterday. I hope you voted against it. People in North Florida reject five proposals. May I finish?
Thank you, sir. All righty. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on to general business, 25-2485. City manager, your item.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This item is discussion and possible action regarding the 2025 certification of taxable value, proposed millage, and scheduled dates for public hearings. During the budget process every year, the City of Northport is required as part of the truth and millage process to submit a proposed millage rate. This rate is not the adopted rate, but rather the maximum millage rate. The actual adopted rate will be voted on by the City Commission at the budget hearing in September of 2025. In June of 2025, the City received the gross taxable value from the Sarasota County property appraisal, which was $10,845,467,000. Dollars for 2025. This amount includes new construction of over $835 million, which leaves the adjusted taxable value at $10,009,960,000. This amount is compared to the final gross taxable value from the prior year of $9.9 billion to determine the rollback rate. In preparing the city manager's proposed budget for fiscal year 26, the millage rate of 3.7667, the same as was years since the year fiscal year 2021 was used. The rollback rate for fiscal year 26 is 3.7491, which is calculated to bring in the same amount of tax revenues as the prior fiscal year, excluding the 2025 net new taxable value. The schedule for fiscal year 26 budget is the first public hearing will be for the City Commission special meeting on September 4th at 2025. 5:01 p.m. The second public hearing will be the City Commission special meeting on September 18th, 2025 at 5:01 p.m. We do have a quick presentation that we would like to walk you through to go over some of this information in a more visible form. But as I said, this is to discuss the fiscal year 2026 maximum millage rate. The recommended rate of 3.7667 has been consistent. This will be the sixth year and will generate $39,421,820 in ad valorem revenue. As discussed, here's a picture of the rollback rate analysis and what it would mean if we were to keep the same taxable revenue included for this year. And I believe that number was 3.7491 if you consider to do so. Our general fund by department, we've had conversations about police being our highest general fund department. It's the highest by far, and we've given it a lot of extra attention this year, which we previously discussed, but their budget this year is lower in percentage increase than it has been in quite some time. And the other departments that are on here for the general fund have been impacted by your direction and what we've proposed to you this year, all the way from fire to city commission at the bottom. I think everyone has been affected in some way to make sure that we contribute to the success of our fiscal year. The general fund overview, which is nearly $100 million, is based on keeping our service level. 95% of this budget is our service level, meaning that this is a year where we did not add a lot of new budget proposals, and thus there's a small piece of CIP, but maintaining our service level as it exists is very important, as we know that the quality of services that we provide are a big reason why people want to stay and come to our city. The budget proposals of $2.6 million were included of a few different categories. $500,000 roughly for police, which was 19%. Same thing for facilities maintenance. Also, the IT department had $532,000 or 21%. And then the next highest one was fire at $344,000, which was 13% for budget proposals. The history of our millage rate is something that we constantly keep an eye on, not because of the stable rate that we've had for the last 6 years, but the 2020 year where it spiked up. I think that was about 13%, if I remember correctly, which is something we want to avoid as we recognize the revenue challenges and the expense challenges combined on a city of our size. We know that this will be a constant conversation piece every year, and to present a budget that is balanced based on a stable millage rate is something that we are very proud of, and we thank you for your guidance in this conversation, and we're happy to answer any questions you or the commission may have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Commissioners, anybody got any questions on this? That's pretty straightforward. Going once, going twice, going three times. All right, any public comment on this? Looking for a motion.
I make it move to direct the city manager to submit the 2025 certification of taxable value with the proposed millage rate of 3.7667%.
Second.
But a motion by the vice mayor, seconded by Commissioner Duvall, to direct city manager to submit the 2025 certification of taxable value with the proposed millage rate of 3.7667%.
No percent. Strike the percent.
Strike the percent.
Yes, no percent.
It's 3.7667.
Oh, right. 3.7667.
That's it. No percent.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Let's vote. There we go. And that passes 5-2-0. Any general public comment?
Yeah, I'd like to make another motion.
Motion for the dates.
I move to approve the dates of September 4th, 2025 at 5:01 p.m. and the September 18th, 2025 at 5:01 p.m. for budget hearings.
Second.
A motion by Vice Mayor, seconded by Commissioner Langdon to approve the dates of September 4th, 2025 at 5:01 p.m. and the September 18th, 2025 date at 5:01 p.m. for budget hearings. Let's vote. And that passes 5-0.
Now you can ask for public comment. Yes.
Now, with that, it is 5:12, and I adjourn this meeting.